You
put a dabber wrench. Put a dabber wrench. Right now. Get your raps now. Dabber wrench. Put a dabber wrench.
Dabber wrench.
Get your raps now.
I'm a blue cheese nigga.
With a dabber wrench. With a dab. I agree though. I'm 100% a blue cheese guy.
Yeah.
All day in the paint. Ranch is.
Okay. I don't really mess with the sauce though when I'm eating my wings and all that. Like I used to be, wings? Give me some blue cheese, ranch, whatever. Like
that's more for the celery and the carrots and shit.
Yeah, I did my fries in there. Yeah,
I'm not dabbing my wings and no blue cheese.
It
depends on the wing.
Yeah, facts. It does depend on the wing.
If it's like some Obey wings, I'm gonna fuck with some mumbo sauce or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I do that anyway. Now put the mumbo sauce on the Obey.
We just talk about ranch and blue cheese,
but,
though, right?
But if I got mild or like the traditional buffalo wing. Yeah, I'm gonna put some blue cheese. I'm dipping in blue cheese. Yeah, sure.
I don't know. I dip some lemon peppers and some blue cheese real quick. I don't give a fuck.
And a dab of blue cheese.
Oh, no question.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't give a fuck. Whatever. No question. If I got some sauce right there, I might throw the wing in there just cause. But yeah, it's not required for certain wings.
Yeah, yeah.
If you got some basic plain wings or something, I wouldn't mind.
Some regular fried chicken, like some regular fried wings, I'm good with some mumble sauce if it's there, but I'm good without it.
Yeah, but the mumbo sauce got to be like the sweet heat jump. Yeah, like it can't just be the sweet shit.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's very difficult nowadays to find real mumbo sauce. I feel like it's always been so different everywhere and so. Like the one I remember as a kid, I can never find again. It was almost like a sweet and sour sauce.
Especially when McDonald's started making that shit. Like,
McDonald's sauce? Got mumbo sauce now?
Yeah, they had it.
I think it was a specialty item for a little bit.
For a little bit, yeah. It was for a little bit.
And then they got the, what is it, the Capital City mumbo sauce that y'all been selling in the store?
That shit right there.
I stayed with that shit in the
store. I stayed away from that shit, nigga. What? That shit.
No good?
No, that shit run through. It's good as a motherfucker, nigga. But what I'm talking about, nigga, instant. Pow, nigga.
I gotta eat that shit on the motherfucking toilet.
You got a weak gut.
The Chicago version. Because they say mumbo sauce, you know, the origin is from Chicago.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, they say it started at
some brother.
Who said that?
That's a fact. You can Google that, my G.
They have a famous chicken spot.
Yeah, type in mumbo sauce in Chicago.
What the brother fuck gonna is the come, name of the chicken spot, bro?
I don't know. I know Victor, Fat Vic, which is out there.
Fuck.
Within the last month. Yeah, he was raving about
Harold's.
He was
Harold's Fried Chicken is apparently in Chicago is apparently
that's what he was talking about. He went to Harold's.
Harold's is the most famous fried chicken spot
in Chicago. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like Roscoe's in LA. It's same type of, like, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, that in terms of famousness.
Apparently, they started the mumbo sauce. Mm-hmm. Started out there. That was the that's been the
for sure.
Down here, I
heard that as well.
Moving hella slow.
I've heard that as well.
I always thought it was a DC thing.
Nah.
Yeah, I mean. I will say that when you go to Wikipedia, the very first thing it says is mumbo sauce is a condiment developed and popularized at takeout restaurants in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It looks like we are accredited for.
Yeah. I mean, I still stick with, nigga, I ain't had mumbo sauce before ever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Until I was, here.
I was never like
it's
one
often
of those...
compared to Chicago mild sauce.
Mm.
Which is its own thing. So it's not mumbo sauce. It's Chicago mild sauce, as it's referred to.
I've had the sauce before. I've had that Chicago mild sauce before, but it was in Cleveland. I was in Ohio. I went to a little wing spot out there, and they drenched the fucking wings in that shit.
Yeah.
But it's good as a motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, it does say the origin and ingredients of mumbo sauce are subject to great dispute. Mm. So I'm sure the Chicago... thinks they created it. DC thinks they created it. Whole time it was a nigga in Arkansas.
Nah, we got a band called Mumbo Sauce. I think we win.
Yeah. I mean, we have this same debate has been about New Balance as well.
Well, it says, when I typed in Mumbo Sauce Chicago, it says...
You typed in Chicago specifically.
Hold on. It says the intrigue. Despite its association with DC, the sauce was actually invented in Chicago circa 1950 by barbecue Argia B. Collins. Whose brand is still made here and holds its right to the name. Mm. That was as of November 2023.
No, I mean, that's listed here in terms of the history as well. But again, that's why I said it's subject to great debate. I just typed in mumbo sauce, and DC was the first thing that came. But you typed in mumbo sauce Chicago, see? So that's naturally going to point you to all the good things related to Chicago.
Nah.
What do you mean now? That makes sense. Nigga, I Googled it without any ending. You Googled it with the ending. Yours is going to bring up more shit related to Chicago.
Your search was biased.
Yeah, 100%
How was my search biased?
Because when, you added when, Chicago.
When you Googled, you were just the first thing you were doing was raving about D.C.
No, but when I Googled, what? I Googled the word mambo sauce. Yeah. No DC at the end. No Chicago at the end. The first thing that came up on Wikipedia, did you click on Wikipedia or did, again, because you added Chicago?
Nah.
You
went, I went to the brother's website.
Right. You were trying to skew the information in your favor.
I wasn't trying to skew nothing. There we go. I can't even tell you the last time I had mumble sauce or half and half, whatever you call that lingo.
Oh, that's crazy.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Half lemonade, half sweet tea from Weenie Beanie.
Yeah. Speaking of Weenie Beanie, though, they just celebrated their 70th year anniversary.
That's crazy.
Like last 70th? Week. 70th.
70th.
Okay. Yeah.
That nigga John probably been there for 45 of the years, too. Shout out to Star.
What up, Star?
Yeah. What up? What you have, Star?
Where you from? Yeah.
Ghana.
Okay.
Yeah. Nigga, when I used to go to the barbershop, I remember that shit vividly. Dredge used to fuck with him all the time. Squeak used to give him a hard time. Be like, man, this nigga act Jamaican the whole time. This nigga's from Ghana, dog. Yeah. You're not from Jamaica. I thought he was from Ghana.
Sway was a yard man for years.
Which you have, Star?
Yeah, for years. But you know, it don't take away from the food. The food's amazing.
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't know about amazing, but it's classic. It's classic.
I definitely, you know, I be in the area now a little bit more with work, so I might stop by, give me a little breakfast sandwich. Or something.
Been years,
I ain't
man.
Been down that joint forever.
Forever, bro.
I still once in a blue moon, I go give me a half smoked chili mustard onions. You know. But
what's more historic, the broiler or the weenie beanie in Arlington?
For me, I'm gonna always go with the weenie beanie because
I'm gonna
go
with the weenie beanie too.
I was always walking distance from the weenie beanie.
Right.
And I've only had the broiler. Yeah, it has to.
Yeah.
I've only had the broiler once in my entire life.
I would probably say weenie beanie as well, only because broiler is more of a Arlingtonian thing. If you're from around the way, then you've definitely been to the broiler. Whereas I know people from out of town that when they pull up, though, they might stop.
They got to stop at the Weenie Beanie.
Let me stop on this jump on the way out, or I always hit this jump for breakfast. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Definitely. And it's right off the highway.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. My dad's man, every time he comes, he go through that jump and get him a sandwich.
No question.
So I would definitely go with the Weenie Beanie.
But, you know, Weenie Beanie,
I still wouldn't recommend it to somebody that's never had it before, though.
Yeah, maybe a breakfast sandwich.
Again, it's one of those things.
They're going to be disappointed.
It's a classic, like Tippy Tacos. I'll never forget it. Tippy Tacos is amazing.
I used to love Tippy Tacos.
I still love it. They got one by my dad's house off of Lee Highway. Still go all the time, right? And this was years ago. I took like Mikey's, Matt, Gus, probably. We was all smacked. I was like, son, we driving out this jump. We going to Tippy's. We drove all the way by my dad's house to Merrifield. They said, son, you drove us all the way here for this shit? I was like, I didn't eat this as a kid. It was like, nah, I never had this shit before.
I mean, there was no Taco Bells. So where else were you eating tacos growing up? And they used to have the Pac-Man in that joint.
At the one off the pike. Always. Yeah. But that was just a lesson I learned. It's like, huh?
Is the one on the pike still there?
No, that joint. That's LA Bar and Grill.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, that's Tippy's.
Okay. 100%.
I think it's one off of King's Highway, though.
There is. There's a couple still out there. There's one over there, too.
But tacos. It's crazy. Both of them are still staples, though. The broiler and Weenie Beanie. They're historic buildings, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they kind of fucked up the area around it, though. Like, they fucked Jenny Dean Park up for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jenny Dean was, like, something I thought they was not going to mess with.
They spent $15 million on that.
Yes and no. The playground's fire, though. The playground they put there is fire. If I had kids, that playground would be a dope spot to take my kids. It's not far. But they did mess it up in terms of, like, our childhood. Do they even have a basketball court still?
They do.
But the thing about it is,
glass backboards, all that.
But that joint was a spot for us to celebrate. That was our cookout spot. You know what I'm saying? It was the places that, like, we had that in Fort Bernard, for real. Like, you know, in the area to go to, if we want to have a big cookout outside, we down Jenny Dean.
You know what I'm saying?
And you can shoot basketball. That shit is gone now.
That vibe is gone.
You're right.
But they've also, you know, gotten rid of, or, you know, the people that would be having cookouts down there anyway. So it's really dope.
I mean,
that's a fact, though. It goes hand in hand.
Yeah, it does. It definitely goes hand in hand.
Maybe there'll come a time when I won't be sad and lonely. Welcome back to another episode of A Man Say Man. It's your boy P. What's good, Nick?
What's popping with you, man?
Man, what's popping, Rim?
Rim the model in the building.
Yes, indeed. Mr. What we calling you this week, Steph? Pumbaa?
My name, nigga.
What's good, Steph?
I'm all right, Almond.
Okay, we starting like that. Appreciate that, my dude. Yeah. Shout out to Miss Marvelous. You know, we know you here in spirit and whatnot.
Part-timer.
Absolutely. But how we feeling, man?
Good, man. I got a... crazy week this week, bro.
Yeah, you do. Up, it's an exciting week for you.
Yeah,
so I was releasing all that.
Yeah, Superfly's dropping on 24th.
Absolutely.
Doing a listening session, release session. H&R Records on the 24th as well from 1 to 4 p.m. You know, just come through if you can, if you can make it. Live, just a live session, man. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much, you know, I'm going to go through, you know, backstories and you know, it's crazy how we landed. It's been a lot, like, you know, doing this independent shit. I said it, you know, last episode we was on, it's just been a lot. But, you know, having my wife, you know, appreciate her. She been, like, trying to reach out to venues, the places we can have this release party at.
She squared back.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So it haven't been getting no responses. Like, at the end of the day, just let us know if the day's available. You know, we couldn't even get that. You know what I'm saying? So it just came back full circle, man. Shout out to my man, Special Berries.
That's Stan Special Berries. He's a producer. He's a DJ. He raps as well. He had the event where I first met Andrew Jackson at.
Where?
I spoke about it. It was at H&R Records. It was a producer showcase joint. Yeah. And that's where we first met back in February. So just to be able to have the listening joint there, just to bring it back full circle, was dope. You know what I'm saying? So we can just, you know, we got a little backstory how this happened. You know what I'm saying? From the pure beat tape to, you know what I'm saying, the way we put this shit together. And yeah, so I'm excited to talk about it.
I'm excited for you, bro. Yeah, I heard something yesterday. I was on a YouTube bender and I was just being like inundated with like mental, like mind shit. But it was a quote. It was like, embrace the moment before it becomes a memory.
Right.
And, you know, with what you got going on, I'm like, damn, like you're living in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember when you had put this into like, you know, out there, like the inception of everything, right?
Yeah.
So to see it come to fruition is this awesome journey, bro.
Yeah. Working, man. Working.
But also just in general, like this week has been weird, man. Like this morning I found out like one of my dear friend's granddad passed away. And just to piggyback off like the whole memory thing, when I first, and this is Joey's granddad.
I saw it, yeah.
But when I first got introduced to the family, he was always so like welcoming, like always smiling, like would give me a kiss on my cheek. And it dawned on me, I'm like, rah, like man's kissed me on my cheek more than my dad. Like for real.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't really appreciate it because again, you're a kid, you're just going through the motions and whatnot. But like, yeah, man, like for real, embrace these moments, man, because it's fun and games when it's like a memory. It's like, oh shit, remember when we did this? And like, it's great, but like when you like living it, like take the time to absorb and like yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, yeah,
you feel me?
I'm saying, I'm, yeah.
But also, rest in peace to Crystal too, Crystal Burgess
for sure,
and Jose Bodea. Pardon me, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, life just be coming and going, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but
man, it's a big moment for me, bro.
Heck yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm excited.
Superfly.
About it. It's my first time producing a full length project.
And we got the merch coming too.
Yeah, the merch. Yeah, all that's gonna be available there. Shirts. Yep. Please come through. Andrew Jackson also has, you know, a couple shirts for his winning villains brand that he has. And he's also an artist too. So he's gonna have some pieces there, you know, if people wanna buy a piece, you know,
showcase some
art. Yeah, man. So, support. Yeah.
You gonna have any openers like Checkmate pull up to like open the show up or something like that?
If you want to, but like my man Special,
yeah,
my man
ain't got the budget.
Oh, where?
My man Special Berries is doing a DJ set for the first hour. You know what I'm saying? You know, a little
Special Berries. Yeah.
What you charge these days, Steph? If he wanted to get you on the mic,
Steph, what is Checkmate?
My bad,
charge?
Checkmate.
Yeah, what
Checkmate
is Checkmate charge nowadays?
For Nick?
Yeah.
I get them out the way for about 20.
Love
20K?
20K.
No doubt. How many tracks?
30 minutes.
30? Easy.
30 minutes, 20K. We talking Honduran Lempiras? Or we talking about U.S. currency? What are we talking about?
You know, U.S. currency, man. You know, my time is valuable, man. A lot of people, you know, want me to come perform and shit, so.
Nah, I pay you in Venezuelan money. Have you seen like that?
Oh, I saw
like,
that. I saw
oh my
that.
God,
I
it's ridiculous. That. I mean, it's been ridiculous.
You don't have any
Venezuelan
money.
I can get some.
It's worthless
easy.
Anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I can get
literally
some.
Worthless, right? These niggas was on the street with like the back of the truck was full of boxes of money, And they were just walking down the street, just throwing it in the air because their inflation is gone. So I can't remember the exact specifics of it, but basically their money is worthless now because of whatever. I think it's inflation. I can't remember what it was, but their money is literally worthless right now. People are like throwing money away, like on the street.
Yeah, it's very corrupt over there. Even with the new president that is elected, he cheated.
You know what I mean? What, to win?
Yeah, because the other guy won, and because of his platform and, like, you know how you lose and the first thing you do is be like, oh, they did this and did that. That's what he's ran with. Because after Chavez, you know, because at one time Venezuela was like the number one richest Latin American country. After Chavez died, shit went left, and then Maduro came into ranking, and this has been a shithole ever since.
Yeah, but Chavez was like almost like a dictator, wasn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, he was for the people, you know, because Venezuela is rich in oil.
True. I remember Chavez from Park and Recreation. Greatest episode.
Classic, absolutely.
Venezuela. In Baracoa.
They make like ornaments out of their money and they sell it. Like they make bags out of their money.
Because the money's so worthless
that's
right
that's
now.
That's so like, crazy. And they sell them joints on the street.
They're selling them on the street and hoping that you're paying in US dollars or something else. Like
it's
not Venezuela
insane,
money.
Bro.
Niggas is not taking that shit right
it's
now.
It's like many years ago, right? It was so fucked up over there when they passed out like rationings for food and whatnot. Like, because you get a card, and based on the last number is what date you come. So they say if your number ended in like 8, like an even number, you were going to Tuesday. Mm. It'd be miles, like lines, right? Miles of people waiting. It's Bama's, like, you know, obviously finessing, stealing the food and selling to niggas in what ain't line.
In the back of the
line. Yeah. Bro.
Don't feel like waiting, do you, huh? Quick, get this right here.
But you got to pay more.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah. It's terrible, man.
Resale value, man.
Yeah, it's just
that sounds like good business to me.
It's not good business, man. That's just
I mean, that's what niggas do now. And in reality, they do it with iPhones, they do it with sneakers. They wait in line, they get there in the front, then they go to the back of the line. Hey, you don't feel like waiting no more.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
500, give me money.
You know, it's funny. Right. This is just random, but I was watching Tyler, the Creator. He was talking about Supreme.
I seen that shit.
And in 2000, I want to say like to 2010, he was like how him and his boys had the hookup. So when Supreme would open, they would just let him in. Like, you know, y'all come through. So what he would do is wait in line and then sell his, like, yo, you trying to buy my line for $250?
Yeah.
And then he would stay in line with them, and when the doors opened, he would still go first.
He's still going in.
$250, bro.
Yeah, he said he did that to, like, travel or some shit. Like, he did that to some, fund the whole summer or something.
He sold his
Nike Supreme joint.
He sold some shoes to go to London.
To London, because it's first time touring and shit. He's like $300 just before inflation. $300 for, like, $1,000.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 2010, 2011? Like, I seen a random joint yesterday just scrolling. It said that if your parents made $80,000 in the 90s, that's equivalent to 243 racks right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it would take to survive, but just like, and I'm not sure if that was individual. That was just a joint income. It had to be individual. That wouldn't make any sense. Yeah, because 40 is not 240 racks right now. Yeah, no. Heck no. So 80, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
So that means that's what, almost half a milli. And joint wise.
Facts. Yeah, yeah, facts.
That's a madness, but it makes sense when you really break it down.
Yeah.
I mean, look like how much shit cost.
Yeah. It's
prices is crazy.
But it's all gotta come back to earth. And it's gonna come back to earth in a horrible way too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, as far as the inflation situation?
Yeah, just the inflation, the economy, the housing market, all of that shit is going to come back to earth, bro.
Government's
That's what Wifey was talking about the equity. Now she said the equity is only the equity why it's valued at this time. If the fucking, like, shit change.
Yeah.
Yeah, the equity goes away.
I mean, absolutely. Economists are predicting like a 50 to 80% crash in the housing market and the prices, which makes sense. It has to crash.
It has to crash.
It's a bubble. It's got to pop.
Oh, it's ridiculous right now, bro. Like, it's...
I might take some equity out soon. I guess we about to do some renovations in this month.
Yeah,
I mean, you might as well.
Take
that money and put it in the stocks.
Yeah, do something. Anybody buying houses like right now, they're gonna be sick in a few years, Joe.
Mm. Yeah, it's but that has to happen though. That needs to happen.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I think
the bubble burst.
Hell yeah! Kamala's talking about first time home if she's elected. I think they get like $25,000 down payment.
Down payment, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fire, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Take first a burden time. Off a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Take a lot of...
But they probably got to go through that whole program and all that shit, too, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. They're not just giving you that. Fuck no. They learned their lesson with the PPP loans.
Absolutely.
Motherfuckers was just getting that shit without nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
What? Shit, let me get one of those. I know a couple of things who did that.
Let me get some of those.
Absolutely.
Some of them got. Some of them came off scot-free.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah. You some did it the right
time.
Way. Some of them
right.
doing
some
time.
Some of them doing time.
It was crazy. COVID was a wild town, B. Like, they got to do, like, a documentary because the amount of niggas that got late, like, celebrities.
Yeah.
that niggas, was catching, like, L's.
Yeah.
It was a lot of people.
They're trying to fund companies for, like, you know, $1 million. You don't have the information to even support. You don't have an employee listing. Like, it was so many things you had to do to get those PPP loans to make it make sense.
Yeah.
So if it came back on top, like you can actually validate. Man, right. Niggas was just going in this willy nilly, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
They was giving away money like a month.
Left and right.
You know how the hood
that was the best thing with COVID was the money they was giving out.
It's crazy.
And the traffic.
There was no traffic. What was the unemployment checks that were given out?
The stimulus.
The stimulus joints was money,
bro. That was part of the money I put away for my down payment to buy this house.
Niggas was eating. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, that shit was
coming at the right time, bro. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the stimulus, the stimulus checks. And with them joints came around the same time as the refund tax.
If you sold weed, you seen the difference too. Like you sold the Bamas, we knew who was getting those stimulus checks.
Yeah.
Because they were like, instead of buying eighths, they're getting ounces now.
Cool,
like,
and it came what the ticket was.
So what you want, the usual? Nah, actually.
I'm telling you.
Nah, we're going to step it up today.
What you in the half for?
I'm telling you, bro. All right, you saw niggas like, okay, they got a little paper.
Start buying quarters.
Absolutely. Like, for sure.
Oh, shit.
Man.
I see you got the new J's on. Okay, you looking good. You went to Gucci and bought a t-shirt. Why you do that?
You
okay.
feel me?
Yeah. Yo, see, so many niggas had the McQueens during the COVID. The what? Niggas had the McQueens.
I hate those shoes too.
Oh my God.
When they first dropped, I thought they was okay. And then they just.
Them shoes was trash, man. All white joints.
They were club joints. They was like them shits that we would wore to the club back in the day when you had to dress up for the club.
Oh, no question.
I mean, it was fancy, you know, Stan. All it was cool. Fancy Stan Smiths.
Yeah.
They were straight depending on the color, but you know, I still fuck with the Dior joints, the running joints. So.
Yeah.
Oh, with the CD on the side?
Nah, not the ones Troy had on. Forgot the fucking. I don't know. They look like New Balance type looking.
The OG Dior's that came out. They became very popular. Yeah, man. But speaking of looking good, man, y'all flexing some new hash right now.
Oh yeah. You know
what I mean.
Shout out to my guy, A2 Solutions.
It's an A and a 2 in that motherfucker, and they solutions.
2A Solutions, yes sir. He held us down with these fresh caps. All the hats are done. He do custom hats. So this patch right here, if y'all looking visually, there's a little like, if you're not looking visually, there's a little leather patch with the A-Man, Say-Man logo embroidered into it, or what's it called? Burned into it. I don't even know what the right term is for it. Anyway, he do them custom. So if you got a logo, you got something that you want to get done, reach out. Website is 2asolutions.net. It's also tagged in our Instagram. So if you follow and you go to the highlights, you'll see it right there. Mm-hmm. Trucker hats. Hats is good quality. You know what I'm saying? He held us down. We appreciate him. Yeah.
No doubt.
Do we got them for sale?
Yeah. These he said he would post as well if you wanted to get them. With a link to our site and all of that stuff. So, you know.
That's love right there.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I wish I could flex it, man, because I love me a good trucker hat. But, man, my head shape is just.
Oh, that little skittle.
Crazy, man. Yeah.
Paul be too conscious. I mean, he used to rock truckers all the time without issue, and now all of a sudden they don't fit his head properly.
Bro, they don't.
It's a mental thing. He just said it like the way it looks. It's okay.
Why don't they fit?
It don't look right.
I can see a picture of you. I don't know where you were or what. I can see a picture though. You got like a yellow one.
Yeah,
that was
Von Dutch.
Yeah, and the jump's fire.
But it's made different though. It's the hat. I'm telling you,
this guy.
It's not the. Now all tracker hats are the same, bro.
Yeah, they
not. Okay. I'm telling you, we were doing pure. We went through that madness. I'm like, why does hat fit like this versus that one? It's all about the manufacturer, bro. But shout out to your man's them though.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Shout out to my guy Tony, man. He held it down for us. Yeah, we appreciate you.
Appreciate it. Yep.
No, absolutely, man.
Definitely. Yeah.
What else is bragging?
What else we got? Yeah. What else we got bragging of this motherfucker, man?
Streets.
Oh, I got a question. So, hey, man.
Say, man.
Look, the Olympics. You know, we talked about it. You know, how they was doing the shit, you know, a few episodes ago. We were a week off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we took a break last week.
So a lot of things happened, you know.
The boy's birthday.
But yeah. And on that, the boy's birthday.
I don't know. Why are you co-signing?
I mean, shit. It was your birthday.
It was your birthday. And you are a boy, so.
This is madness, man. I got people in the streets calling me that. I walk by, people say, oink, oink. Like,
that's not even oink. This thing gave me the oink.
That's one of your cousins saying oink, oink. That's a cousin.
That's crazy.
That's a cousin.
People don't even know.
The game, the last two games with the men's basketball was fucking phenomenal, bro.
Yeah.
There was some great games.
Steph showed out.
Steph showed out, man. I seen a little meme talking about like what his percentage was when his wife wasn't dead.
Right.
When she got dead. Yeah. But I just want to know, like, is Steph top five all time now? Pete might not be, engaging this, but
I can engage. I mean, honestly, when I look at this,
he's definitely
shooter,
best point guard,
passer, team leader,
best shooter of all time.
I think he does qualify as one of the top
rings.
Five.
He's one ring away from being up to being mentioned with Tim Duncan and Kobe.
And he has four.
He has four rings.
I mean,
he's not going to get the fifth.
He's not going to get the fifth, but he has four rings. He has a Finals MVP. He's a 10-time All Star, 10-time All. First team All Pro. Something else. He's 75th all time or 75th anniversary or whatever. Top 75 players.
Steph is what, 36?
35, 34, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Still got what, 2 or 3 years?
Maybe 2 or 3 years. But
he's not getting another ring.
He's not getting another ring. No.
Nah, I don't care about the ring.
He got this gold medal. That was the only thing really that was missing. Just kind of like.
It definitely solidified him as being top 10. If he wasn't before. I think he was kind of on the fringe of the top 10, I feel like. I think he's definitely top 10 now. I don't know if I can get him in the top five.
My rebuttal to that, sitting here thinking about it, would be is who you arguing for then? Because we know, let's just say, we know three, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's three. The 1, 2, 3 is locked in. No matter what your order is, it's probably going to be Kobe, Mike, and LeBron.
LeBron.
So let's lock that in. Let's say those are the top three. So who are you arguing for? It's four and five.
So here's the question.
I'm thinking about it.
The question is, do you put Steph ahead of Magic?
Yes. Which is tough.
Because if you put Steph ahead of Magic, then yeah, he's in the top five. So I think that's the argument, right? Is it Steph or Magic?
Because who's four?
Kareem. I got Kareem.
Shaq will probably be in my top five. Mm-hmm. So
I got Kareem just off the strength. Yeah, I seen Kareem play towards the end of his. But you look at the stats. From high school to college to the pros.
Yeah,
Kareem is crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's definitely five. Like, I had Magic in there. You know what I'm saying?
Steph might have to. I mean, that's a Steph.
But then I also Kareem. I think about it's just you got Tim Duncan too. You can't.
Tim gets left out of the conversation.
Yeah, he's not making a five, unfortunately.
Yeah,
no, he's not.
Yeah, he's not. But it for me it's Mike, Kobe, Bron, Steph, and Kareem.
Kareem might have one of the stats.
Steph goes to four.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Steph is five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kareem and then Steph.
So,
I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it either.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's tough to argue otherwise. Is what I was thinking about. I was trying to think of Larry. What about Larry Bird? What about these guys? What about this guy? I'm just naming names, but I'm thinking about Isaiah Thomas.
The old head's gonna have an issue with it because the only old head nigga you got in the top five is Kareem. But we can end the whole Larry Bird top five conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yeah,
okay, that's a wrap.
Yeah,
Larry Bird was a great, but
he's top 10, maybe top 15.
Maybe. 15, maybe.
Would you take Dirk over Larry?
Yes.
Dirk Nowitzki?
Yes.
Prime?
Absolutely.
Or career?
No, not career. Prime.
I'm going Larry.
I'll probably go Larry too.
Wow.
Prime, I'm going Larry.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely. Now, career-wise, Dirk is probably the better bet because Larry got hurt. He had so many back issues that he couldn't really be himself. But
all-around player?
But here's the thing, though. You can't really tell the story of basketball without Larry Bird. I can tell the story of basketball without Dirk.
You're right about that.
You frame it like that, sure. I'm with that.
I mean,
but when you say you can't tell the game of basketball, what do you mean by that?
Meaning the whole Larry Magic rivalry, that's what kind of
got you.
That opened the door for the MJ
era. That was winning time.
Got you. If that never happens,
then Michael Jordan is not able to do it.
We saw it on winning time. The NBA was struggling.
Now I'm with that. Good point.
Halftime shows started doing all that.
Yeah.
Larry got three or four.
Larry got three.
Three.
Okay, because I know Magic got 5.
Right. Yeah. Right. If I'm not mistaken, did Larry get his 3?
Early. He got his shit early, too.
He got his early.
He got his, I think he was after, because Magic got his first rookie year.
Right.
And then I think it was Bird after that. Because they couldn't, they didn't go back to back until like what, I think it was like 87, 88. Yeah, I think 87, 88, the Lakers went back to back. And then 89 and 90 is when the Pistons went back to back. And then the Bulls took over from there.
Who would you rate as the most exciting player in the NBA?
And now,
right now,
not right now,
ever. Vince got to be in there.
Outside of, well, no. I don't want to add to it. But you're okay. I give you that. Duncan wise, yes.
No, just like I might say Vince too.
Vince is in there, but I mean Steph is in there too.
I was going to say excitement. Steph excitement overall.
I would say maybe Steph, maybe AI.
I was going to say AI.
He got the ball in his hand. You ain't know what was going to happen.
Yeah, but Steph is just like automatic.
I mean, you got to. I mean, you can't.
I probably go with Steph. You have overall. To leave
Jordan. Jordan. And
Jordan wasn't exciting though. He to me he wasn't like jumping in the air, sticking your tongue out, pause. Like that's great. It looked wonderful. Nah,
for that time, I think it was exciting.
The score.
It wouldn't be exciting now.
Nah, yeah, now no. But then, the shit he was doing was crazy. It was only him and Clyde Drexler doing shit like that. Nah,
Dominique and Dominique and shit like that. But
George Gervin, you could say he was an exciting player too.
Yeah,
George Gervin was, but
for that time,
Dr. J, nigga,
for that time, yeah, I give you that. But I think,
but most exciting, I mean, I say Vince.
White Chocolate shouldn't be mentioned with these names that we talk about. But in terms of exciting, White Chocolate, when Jason Williams got the ball in his hand, that shit was exciting, bro. Like.
Yeah. But it's if you go with that, there's a whole bunch of them.
Oh yeah, I was just sitting here thinking about it. That's why I said his name shouldn't be mentioned with these greats. But
Steph is definitely top 5.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Once you consider his impact on the game and the way it's changed, to the whole 3-ball era and all the kids just wanting to shoot threes and shit like that.
To the WNBA as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and when
just the game of basketball in general has changed because of Steph Curry.
Yeah, I just did a quick Google to see best NBA players of all time to see what type of list it would produce. And, you know, it's your usual names. And when you're sitting here, look, when I'm sitting here scrolling through, Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, Kevin Durant, Julius Erving, Scottie Pippen, Kevin Garnett, Elgin Baylor, Karl Malone. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can argue Steph Curry and probably win the argument with almost every one of these names I just said. Like,
facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real.
Who should have been MVP of the Olympics though?
KD.
Because Bron got it.
Tatum.
For the
KD.
Tatum.
Tatum got played. That LeBron defect is crazy.
It's definitely not KD.
Or Halliburton.
Nah, you got to give it to Bron.
Nah, I probably should have went to Steph.
No, I think it's Bron.
It's Bron.
I mean, I didn't see enough of it, so I can't really say that. But I know Steph.
The few games that I did see, LeBron is the reason they won.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say they all played a role. I don't know.
LeBron was on man time every game, bro.
I would argue for KD.
KD showed up too, though.
He did.
KD, yeah. I forgot about KD.
He showed up in spots. His first game was crazy. His second game was crazy. Then KD kind of tapered off a little bit.
Well, wasn't Steph the one that hit like game-winning, game-saving shots?
The last two games.
But, so I believe, in my opinion, when we're talking about MVP.
Here's the thing, though.
We're going with the last two games?
But we're talking about a total. We're talking about 6 games.
No, I disagree.
I didn't see every single game, though.
When we look at a 7-game series, right?
Mm-hmm.
Usually, it's either somebody to play really well a whole series. Or somebody that showed up in certain moments, i.e. Iguodala.
Right. Iguodala.
Because it showed up in key moments that were able to win games.
That's why it's between Steph and Braun. There were two games on the front end. The
MVP, most valuable.
Right. There were two games on the front end where LeBron saved them. If he don't save them in those games, they don't even make it to the championship. And LeBron was consistent all the way through. Averaged 30 the last two and 7.3 the first four. So we can't discount the first four games.
Right.
Which one was the game that Embiid saved their ass too?
I think that was Serbia. It was the one before Serbia, I think. So the quarterfinal or whatever. I'm not sure how the schedule of the tournament was. But
in all the games LeBron said, again, I didn't watch that much, so I don't know.
LeBron said in the
game, but all the games that LeBron saved.
Right.
What was the final? Well, how much did we win by?
In one of them, I think they won by like one.
Yeah, one or two.
Second leg. And the other one, it was some short shit. It was,
it
like,
was like six, something like that.
Okay, okay.
It was close. It was close games. It was like, but you could tell it was close, and then maybe free throws kind of made the score look the way it would.
No, I just like, it was, you know, I saw, obviously we had some blowouts in there, you know what I'm saying? Right, so
those are the games Halliburton got to play.
To me was that Steph hit the key shots in those games, and the other games weren't for really sure that close. You know what I'm saying? The other games, we were, yeah, LeBron did his one too, but it's not like he had to hit the final shot to win the game.
He hit the big moments.
Dude got a question though, right? Just on a side note, did y'all see that talk that your boy Gilbert, he was pretty much talking about, I want to say is when the U.S. almost lost to Sudan. Didn't they play?
South Sudan.
Yeah, right. South Sudan. And he was like, yeah, I can't believe we almost lost to some guys who pretty much like started making African sounds and blah, blah, blah. and you had a brother speaking up about it. And, you know, the brother, just by looking at him, looked like he was from Africa himself, but I guess he was American born. But I don't know. Like, what he was saying had like some merit. Like, he was pretty much saying, like, it's crazy how Black Americans are quick to, you know, make fun of Africans. But when like a white person does it, it's like a big deal. And it kind of hit home because as Gilbert, you know, I guess he's having fun, but it's like, come on, bro. Like, you, the narrative that you're spinning right now is crazy to me. Like, you're making the mockery at this, you know, these players who just started playing basketball.
You're
like,
talking about Gilbert.
I know it's Gilbert, but it's like, he has a platform, man. And I don't know, he's like, you know, got my attention for a second.
He's
like,
a funny
dude,
man.
You be wilding.
He be wilding.
You can't be making fun of another country, especially the fact that it's like a privilege for them to play ball. You know what I mean? Like, in America, you can do what the fuck you want to. And you almost lost.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Luol Deng funded the South Sudan team for like the past 5 years out of his pocket. Like, right, otherwise, right. They wouldn't have been there. Without Luol Deng, the team would not have been in the Olympics.
All the teams in the Olympics was decent. All of them, not China.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting that you brought that up, because just the other day we was talking about the Michael Rubin shit.
Oh, take the lead in that, please.
Well, hey, man.
Say, man.
So, some slight shit, but it is a topic change. Michael Rubin was on, I didn't watch the show, but yeah, he was on The Breakfast Club, and he said something about Black people need to build each other up.
Yeah, like Black on Black crime, pretty much Black people shouldn't be hating on Black people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And there was a whole uproar about it. Y'all know who Michael Rubin is?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So there was a whole uproar about it, I guess, on the internet.
I know who he is. I don't know what he does. I just know he has an all-white party.
He's the CEO and owner of Fanatics. The joint where you get all your jerseys and shit and all your hats and shit from on the sports team. Okay. Yeah, he's the owner, creator of Fanatics. So he's paid. But yeah, so he said that on there, and there was a whole uproar on the internet and shit about, yo, who is this guy? Why is he talking about Black people's things and da-da-da-da-da, and he shouldn't be talking about these issues. And I was just curious what y'all thought about, A, that, and I guess white people speaking on
Black people's
issues.
Well, I would love to start first. Just to follow up on what Mike Rubin said, a lot of people, Black people at that, you know, chimed in, and were like, well, why is it that he's not able to say that, but also you won't allow Trustin White to say that or Dr. Umar, right? Because they're very like pro-Black. Like, you know what I'm saying? We should be doing that. And it's like, for them to look at Mike Rubin like, stay in your place, you know what I'm saying? You're not Black, so you don't have any say-so. It's understandable. It's expected. Right. But we're not looking at the message.
That's what I was about to say.
And that's the problem. Do I think that, especially with the platform that Mike Rubin was speaking on, should he have spoke about that and versus, you know, saying how he really felt behind closed doors? Yes. Certain discussions, if not topics, are very sensitive. People are very tender when it comes to Black on Black this. But yet, unfortunately, it seems as though they're not the ones who are going to say it. So it's like, for a white man to say, why can't you just pay attention to the message?
To the message. Right. So you think he should have said it behind closed doors?
I think it's a conversation that is more appropriate because we're in a sensitive world.
But then what's the impact?
Well, what's the impact? I don't know.
Because I agree with you. If the message is right, then we shouldn't be mad at the messenger.
We shouldn't. But hey, but for Mike, the reason why Mike Rubin came out, because he was pretty apologetic. He was like a good friend of mine who I spoke to and respect a lot. Obviously, a Black person felt like I shouldn't be speaking on Black issues, right?
That's what my point is. Is all right. It's probably the same person that told him that. It's the same person they had that conversation together. that he felt like this was between me and you to have this type of conversation.
Actually, no.
We shouldn't have this conversation, go out here on the radio show now talking about some shit that we talk about privately.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Like, like you said, he said his black friend told him that it's something he shouldn't be talking about,
right?
Issues. That same black friend is probably who had the conversation with him about.
Oh, has issue. Had a conversation.
Yeah,
because this was on the Breakfast Club when the
right.
You know when the
and he checked him or said something to him after that.
I don't know. I mean, true. To be frank, he didn't say black, but based on the quotations, I can tell it was a black person who prior was like, hey, blah 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 blah. And just to answer the second part, should white people speak on black issues? Look, at the end of the day, if it's positive, why not?
Right.
I mean, if you had white activists in the 60s for like this, I think we have this narrative like all white people are evil, and that's not fucking true.
It's not fucking true.
You can't, or they can't speak unless they speak. There are some things that it's like, I don't want to hear because you don't understand how it feels to be black. But if in general, someone's saying, hey, look, you know, you guys can do better, man. Like, don't. This, you guys have enough it is already. The black on black hate doesn't have to happen.
That's the thing. It's like, we can do better, but it's not as easy as it is for them.
Yeah, but the nigga didn't. I mean,
That could be also like nigga, fuck you. You got it easy. How the fuck you gonna tell me you shouldn't be talking about some shit? You know what I'm saying? Type of thing that you can relate to. You know what I'm saying?
Again,
what it is.
Well, I would say this, right? Because the person who brought it to me and Rem's attention about the whole situation, he felt like, you know, why isn't it not okay for white people to speak up? I was just saying simply that it is okay. But I just feel like, unfortunately, if you don't want to catch any like flack, certain conversations should be had behind doors. As far as what you can do, what Stefan was asking, since you are wealthy, there's things that you can, you know, fund and contribute to when it comes to the black community. You know, you don't have to be known. Just say, you know, just know that you are contributing. Because these topics or this conversation are too sensitive, bro. It's always going to be an opposing side, especially blacks, about this, that, and the third. When it's like, well, what are you doing? What are you using your platform for? Are you giving back to the homeless? Are you doing like whatever? Not saying that I do it, but come on, bro. Don't throw that stone if I know I can throw it back at you.
I don't know. I feel like I've sitting here just talking about it now, honestly, digesting it a little more. We talked about it the other day. I think it is similar to what Paul was saying in terms of behind closed doors, but not necessarily behind closed doors, but I think it's audience based. I really do. So maybe the Breakfast Club wasn't the right place for it, right? Because again, like you said, positive is cool, right? As long as it's positive, right, then it's a good thing and it's okay. But what if a white guy comes out saying, hey, man, black people shouldn't be killing each other, man. That's just fucked up. Like, y'all need to fix that. Well, sure, we know that's true, right? But wait a minute, Joe. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you don't live in the hood. You have no idea what this lifestyle. You have no idea where we could, nothing of that. So you have not, all you're literally saying out your mouth is something positive. You're telling me they shouldn't kill each other, but that sounds crazy.
And I love you for that, because
you sound crazy. So like, I think it's audience, but I think maybe not the Breakfast Club, but maybe when you go back to your white friends, you can have that conversation. Hey, yo, man, you know, shit's fucked up on their side too, B.
Yeah.
Like, we're not the only ones at DXYZ, you know what I'm saying? You should go sit around a group of black people. Hey, man, y'all shouldn't be killing each other, man.
But then, hold up, the conversation become completely different. If you go back to your white crowd and that's the conversations y'all are having amongst yourselves as white people, I feel like that's a little more inappropriate than you saying it to a black crowd.
No, I feel like that's more genuine.
Do you?
I feel like if a white person was going back to and talking to this crowd and talking about how bad that we have it over there and it's, you know, whatever, it seemed like they actually fucking care. It's not like, oh, them motherfuckers over there, like, they ain't going there shitting on us. These niggas ain't got shit. Like, if they go over there, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying, I'm just speaking on that scenario. Like, if they're going back and they talking amongst each other about the problems and the conditions that we're living in, and if they trying to put something, if they positive about it and trying to fix it, then that's like, okay, it seemed more genuine. It seemed more genuine.
That's different. But if they're just going to have a conversation just for conversation's sake about the state of the black community, that I would kind of have a problem with. I would rather you say it to the black community.
Problem with that stuff, though, is that for those who are not aware of, I don't know, you've just lost in the sauce. You're not aware of any type of condition that black people, if not brown, or impoverished people go through, right? One can use it as like propaganda, like, oh my God, you know, people,
tax write-off,
like people, like, it's really that bad in the black community that a white person has to speak up. Like, if you don't know, you're going to think that all black people are violent. Like with the media, right, how they portray us.
Or sexy red. Like,
or whatever. It just
comes across weird. So,
yeah, it just comes across weird. Like it's a positive comment, but it also can be spun as something negative.
Mm-hmm. But then there's also a learning and teaching moment if you say it to the black community. If you're only having a conversation amongst white people about black on black crime, right, then there's no black person in the room to be like, this is why X, Y, and Z is happening. Mm-hmm. That group's not learning anything. They're just talking about the issue.
Right.
Right? But if you say it to the black community, I can be like, these are the reasons why the crime is so high in the black community, because of redlining and white flight and all these different things. Because there are a lot of different factors that a lot of white people don't consider when they look at the black community. And there's no way for them to learn about them if they can't comfortably and genuinely express their concern for the black community.
I believe in wording too. So how was it worded?
There you go. And I was
same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you coming on here and you saying black people shouldn't be killing each other, y'all like, it's almost like you telling me what to do.
Nah.
I'd rather you tell me what you believe in. Say I believe they shouldn't be doing this, or I would like to see this, or something like just worded a different way versus you coming on and you saying what we shouldn't be doing, nigga. Who the fuck?
No, it was a kid.
It's not even got nothing to do with you being different. It's like, yo, who the fuck are you to tell me what the fuck to do?
No,
like,
Nick, it was gotta be. It was a candid, you know, conversation. It wasn't passive aggressive. It wasn't like, you know, trying to put people in their place. It was just a conversation. Mm-hmm. But I think it does go back to wording, right? There could have been a better way for him to say what he was trying to convey by his point without using certain words.
Yeah.
But to your point, I mean, Steph, you are right about just the layers of racism, right? Because you got systematic racism, like you said, the redlining. Like when people hear this, I don't want to say rhetoric, but what he said, they take it as this a verbal thing. But it's layers, bro. It's not just about, use a nigger. It's also knowing that, hey, if you go to the bank, you're not going to be able to get this loan because you're a nigger. Right? You know what I'm saying? And what it comes with that. Mm. And I think that's why people sometimes get so offended.
So if the overall tone and overall message was basically black people should do better.
That's it.
Right? So now we educate. We can't educate if he's only saying it amongst other white people. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You make a valid point, dude. Exactly. That makes sense to me. But I don't, again, I don't see, I guess that's part of the, it's partly wording and partly scenario based. Like when, like you say, they should feel comfortable to have a conversation, right? But when is it okay? Like when do you be like, yo, man, like I'm thinking extreme situations, of course, because that's what I do. One white person sitting in a room full of black people, when is it okay for him to be like, hey guys, so why do y'all kill each other? Hey guys, so what's the, like, how do you word that properly to not come across like a douchebag is what I'm trying to get at. Like, you know what I'm saying? How do you say that to a group of black people without?
I think the way that you just said it, but it's just the approach. Like,
that's crazy.
If you are mature enough to be held accountable for whatever you contribute to, then understand that there are going to be people who are going to question your actions. If you do, Rem, if you were to stab somebody right now for no reason, right, I'm gonna be like, well, why did you do that?
No question, but you're not gonna ask me because a white dude down the street stabbed somebody. You're not gonna come ask me, yo, Ren, why do white people stab each other?
It depends on my agenda. If I really want to, there's been white activists, who probably felt the same way, but because they were a part of something where they wanted to see change, they were probably more open to any type of response.
That's another thing. That question, why do black people kill each other, is like, well, maybe like, nigga, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
At the end of the day,
I'm just talking about
wording. If you word it differently,
because I feel like this, if a person is really
sincere,
not sincere or understand or really genuine about the community, they will understand why off the rip. You wouldn't ask why we kill. You know, it's not just a black thing. It's a fucking like environmental thing.
Oh, it's several conditions.
Yeah, so the conditions are the reason. So you should know why, motherfucker. At the end of the day, that's how I feel. I just feel like, you know, like nigga.
Yeah, but I just think
it's a double edged sword.
I also think you got to be educated on why those conditions are what they are in the first place. Yeah. But to Rem's point, like if you would have asked that question amongst us, obviously it's you, so it's completely different.
Right, no question.
Right, but you would ask it, we would have a conversation, and you would learn something. So the next time you're in that situation, you might word or frame the conversation or the question completely differently. Mm. But you can never learn that
If two, I don't ask the question, don't find speak the right about people. It in front no, of the right people. You're absolutely right. That's why I said I agree with you. I just can't. I genuinely cannot think. Let me ask. How would you? How does a white person word that question? Or something similar. Maybe not that exact. Why do black people kill each other? I'm not,
I would just say,
how do you word that question?
I would just say, hey, look, guys, what do you think is the cause for the violence in the black community?
That's fair.
I think that's it.
I feel like, it should be worded that way. Like, it's not why y'all kill each other, but.
Yeah, no, right. Absolutely. And again, I was being extreme intentionally.
Absolutely. Because now you're asking to be assaulted.
But what was the exact thing that he said?
Just something to the effect that, like, you know, blacks shouldn't be hating on blacks, and he's just, you know, it bothers him. You know what I'm saying?
Because he knows bring each other down or something.
I do.
Like,
yeah,
it was a light conversation. It wasn't super light.
Because I mean, at the end of the day, it's like we don't support our own. We don't. But it's, I mean, I can tell you why. I have a reason.
But see, it's words like that, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. That bother me more than what he says, because
in the Caucasian asking
the reason why, because like you just said, right, we don't support our own. How do you know that's true? Like, seriously, how do you know that?
I'm just going off of our stereotypical ways that
which has been true. Has been brainwashed in your head for you to be indoctrinated with that bullshit. You don't because and I ain't pulling you out, but because this black person doesn't support whoever, all of a sudden it's like, yeah, we as a people don't support each other. No, that's just you, my G. Mm.
I feel you.
So the words is very sensitive because it's triggering. When you hear a white person speak about a black person's issue, it's triggering. Why? Yeah. Because historically, these motherfuckers were slave masters.
Yeah.
Right? We were the slaves. So it's like, no, you can't butt in. Even if it's genuine, bro.
I feel you.
Yeah, but to Nick's point, though, I do, like, in terms of not supporting each other, there is, it's, I believe, from my visuals, I've seen it grow significantly, especially
the lack of support?
No. The support.
Okay.
Support has grown significantly. Grown significantly.
Yeah.
But it comes from the place of there's still that percentage of people that is, hey, Steph, I know you got your own business. You got that pure thing rocking. Hey, well, how much you going to charge me for the t-shirt, though?
Right.
How much I got to pay?
Yeah.
What's my discount? What's my plug? You know what I'm saying? It's
always something.
I understand, there's still a little piece of that, though, that exists. But I think the support has grown exponentially. Like,
I was talking to my godbrother about that shit. They got the Dulles Fly shit going on over there. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, some dude asked about something for a pair of shorts or something. He was like, he told him the price. He's like, that much for a pair of swimming trunks? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, that's the price.
That's my price. Either buy it or don't, nigga. Go get some other swimming trunks.
Yeah.
Well, you can see, I don't even care about that rebuttal. That's fine. Your pockets ain't that deep. That's cool. But your next comment shouldn't be how much can you do for me or what's the discount on these or something. Because again, you know, that's one thing that white people do right. The motherfuckers don't do that shit.
Nah.
You got a business? Oh, you charge $80 for that? They go 100.
Yeah.
Like, just to show you some extra love. Appreciate you, bro.
But
see, again, though, like, the more that we unpack this is that you see the error, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to how flawed our minds are. Mm-hmm. You have an individual who say, yo, Nick, how much those shorts? 80. Damn. What you can do for me, right?
Can I get him for 60?
Can I get him for 60? But why, though, right? Because that baton has been passed on to him from his environment, from how he has his dad. Everyone's trying to get a discount.
You know the thing? All right, so this is the thing now, but if people don't understand. All right, say, yo, boom. How much is short? You tell me 80. All right, bet. How much if I buy two? That's another way of asking.
160, nigga. What you mean? You can do math, right? You can do math.
Yeah, I feel you.
Plus tax and
the credit card fee.
If you show love off the first pair, you know what I'm saying? They might.
I
don't see nothing.
You bought your first pair of Nikes. You ain't going there, Jonah, say, let me get two for 300 instead of 200 a piece.
But you knew what you was going. You want support.
I beg to differ.
I don't even think it's an intentional lack of support. I think it's more of a, I'm going to look out for me and I'm going to get mine. So if I can get that shit for 60 and take 20 out of your pocket and keep it in mind, that's what the fuck I'm going to try to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen.
I feel you.
I don't knock a bargainer. If you're going to bargain. I mean, I do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is what it is. If one pair of shorts is 80 and for two it's 160, that's wild to me. So I'm gonna say, look,
I feel the same
way. Can I get two for 130? I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
That's crazy.
Why is that wild?
That's crazy.
Why?
80 plus 80 is 160.
It's not Makuna. This is not Makuna.
First of all, whether when I was paying extremely crazy money for whatever, it still was wild to me. But I wanted to look a certain way. That in my mind, the this how the mechanic like no.
I mean, I just think about street shit to myself too. Like yeah, you might get cheaper if you buy two.
That's just I mean,
but that's to the point though. Cheaper from who?
Because
like Rim said, if you go get something from Nike, you're not getting that deal. You're going to pay $80.
We know that.
It's $160.
You know how many times we go on Supreme and you add to cart, and there's no, like, you did this.
I mean, they got shit now. Like, yesterday, I went to the store and bought some shit. If you sign up right now, you can get $10 off.
Yeah. They offered it to you.
Yeah.
Right? That's one thing if the deal is being offered to you. It's another thing if you pull up to the jump expecting a deal or looking for a deal.
Yeah.
It's like, especially if we talk, because the conversation came from black business and small business, especially when it comes to small business. Mm-hmm. It's one thing if you're looking for a deal at Nike. Yeah, if I can find a coupon code, right. I'm going to pull that coupon code.
No, you're absolutely right.
Small business, like those are the ones, you didn't do that when you went to Supreme and bought that shirt.
No doubt,
it was going to sell out in 5 seconds.
Small businesses at a market, you expect those to say, hey, look, I got this. Can you do this for me? I mean, mind you, when I was at a market for some black woman stuff. A few months ago.
Slightly different, but I'm with you.
But they were offering bargains.
No, that's a market, though. Slightly different.
Yeah, no
than
doubt.
A small business. But so I'm talking brick and mortar, storefront. But it's
fuck no.
But it's a small business.
Yeah, true. I would never go into a brick and mortar.
Shop,
no.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Right.
Brick and mortar, I'm in the mall. Nigga, I got a whole store.
No, I would never do that. It's definitely location-based, for sure. You know what I'm saying? The setup, rather. But yeah, if I'm at a brick and mortar, I'm not going to go in there like, that's crazy. I would never do that.
Nigga, in Honduras, like when I'm buying the trinkets and shit on the beach, like it's the same thought process, but unfortunately, you're absolutely right. The first thing, how much so I'm getting all of this, and you said it's 40. All right, so how much if I get this one too? You gonna plug that in, like?
Right,
and I
know
I'm taking it out of his pocket. He probably needs it more than all of the places.
And that's exactly what I mean, right?
But it's environment based,
right? Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. When you go to a small mom and pop brick and mortar store, and you go in there, you don't see a pair of shorts for $80. You talking about, let me get two for $130.
Nah, that don't make no sense.
Nigga, I gotta pay rent tomorrow, bro.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Didn't do that. You didn't do that when you went to Old Navy?
Nah.
You went and found the deals. Now if I got a sales section or my section says buy one get one free. I don't walk out. My dad is notorious for all he did was successful at Home Depot, which is the craziest thing of all time. Nigga, everywhere we go, his nigga asked for a discount, no matter where we are. And we was at Home Depot, and this shit used to piss me off. We was at Home Depot, nigga bought a safe, and a manager just happened to be over there and asked her everything was going smooth. He was like, how much is the safe? He was like, if I buy it right now, how much is the safe? Dude looked at him dead in his face. He was like, I'll take 25% off right now. I looked at my dad and said, yo, I've never seen this work. We're in Home Depot, my nigga. Like, this is not a story.
I would say this.
They audited the sales and my man got fired.
Probably. But he gave him 25% off.
Nah, I don't know.
Niggas gotta get that shit off the floor.
That's all.
I gotta get the shit out of here. What the fuck? I've been sitting here for a minute.
And I'm not trying to spend an extra 20. I'm not extra, but you know, 25% more if I don't have to.
Yeah. My dad, it don't matter where we are. We get to the register. My dad'd be like, all right, today only.
Charm, bro.
And it works sometimes.
Charm. It always works, man.
It's just crazy.
Absolutely. Hey, man.
Same man.
Let's get into some questions, man.
Oh, yeah. We got some random questions from this, that way, every way. So let's start off first and foremost. Shout out to the guy we asked. He pulled through. He came through.
Okay.
Mike is Papa George, per usual.
We'll get you some merch. So I know you keep asking and shit.
We should stop reading his name for these questions because it makes it seem like he's the only one asking questions, which he is.
We want to
make it seem like it's coming from other people.
We asked for questions, and then we called him out specifically and asked for questions.
My inbox is flooded. I just haven't got to him yet.
My inbox is flooded. All right. I'm going to go with a quick – well, this is a good one, I think. Would you rather be famous – like a celebrity, or would you rather be married to a famous celebrity and you're completely unknown in terms of your famousness? Obviously, you're going to get found out about because you're married to the celebrity.
Right.
But,
Definitely trying to be married.
So you want to be the famous person in the limelight and you got your boo with you that's not so famous maybe? Or?
Yeah, I think y'all are secure enough to be married to a famous woman.
Hell yeah.
Nope.
And being the nigga in the shadows.
Nope.
Listen, man, I remember... like it might have been last year or a few months ago, we were talking about the whole Kanye thing, and Remington was like, "This is what you signed up for, right?"
Mm-hmm. Facts.
So me being famous, like and seeing how paparazzi acts and how they job is to, you know, pretty much take mad pictures mm-hmm. of you, whether it's personal, whether you've agreed, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can do that.
Johnson out
it's
on the balcony.
It's a lot. They just caught your man, which is Marcus Jordan. I mean,
doing coke or something.
Doing cocaine.
Right.
Yep.
Like, my dude.
And you in the cell phone era too? Cameras is everywhere.
Nick, cameras is everywhere, my G. I don't want to go through that. I don't want to wake up. Wife. I'd rather go with the famous wife, probably.
So,
yeah,
so she can be the one doing coke instead of you on camera.
Yeah. She won't be doing cocaine. First and foremost. But I probably take the fallback mode and let wifey.
She's gonna be an actress, she's gonna watch a movie, she's gonna be getting rammed on set by Brad Pitt.
That's cool.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Oh yeah, not Brad.
Not Brad. Come on, man. Maybe Donald Glover or something, but not Brad.
Bukane Woodbine or something. Bukane Woodbine.
Yeah, man. Man.
I think I gotta be famous, man.
I gotta be famous too.
I'm good with either one.
But you know what?
If I had to choose,
that's appropriate.
I think I want to be famous
financially. Yeah, I'm good either way.
Perks?
But
yes. Come on now.
I want to be the celebrity. I'm not like Steph said. I'm not secure with myself to have a celebrity. Oh yeah, I gotta go to this outing. You gotta wear that. You gonna be around who?
But if I was to say I'll take the celebrity status and then I don't want the paparazzi, you're gonna say, well, no, that comes with the territory.
It does.
So would that headache?
Y'all not going out with your wife? Your
sure.
Not every time, to every place. I can't be everywhere.
I'm there.
Oh, okay.
What's the point? I'm there.
I ain't
doing that. What? You on set all the time?
No, we're not doing this. We're talking about premieres, bro. We're talking about outings and promotional deal. I'm talking about that. I'm not talking about set. No, she's working.
Sure, you work where they brush you off to the side to take pictures and you holding her purse.
You work.
I mean, I'm cool with that too, but my preference is to be the nigga on the red car. I want to be the one in the pictures. Nah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I will be. We'll have a picture together.
I don't know.
Y'all missing out on a lot of down. I feel like y'all skipping over a lot of downtime. A lot of events that the spouse can't attend. Like,
I mean, I'm not coming to your job while you're working. You good.
That comes with the territory, bro.
But
you should know better. I'm not going to be on set. There's going to be some times where I can't come. Pause. Makes sense.
But Jason Momoa will be there, though, with a shirt off, hanging out with your wife. Nah, I'm good, fam.
I'm very.
He shouldn't be hanging out with anyone. I saw a video of him.
I'm good. I'm secure, man. I'm straight.
Oh man. All right. So let's see what else we got. What's the biggest if in your mind right now?
Oh, you know what's funny? I'm gonna circle back to something we talked about on the last episode when we were talking about scams.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. me and Paul left this out. Back in the day when me and Paul were working on fitness equipment.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And we had that one project that we thought was gonna blow.
Yeah.
Nah, actually it was the belt that we
was
working on.
True.
The Core Flex Zone, which was a belt. It had two resistance bands coming out of it, and you can adjust the level of resistance, right?
Mm-hmm.
This company found us, and they did all this work for us, 3D drawings. They were supposed to be doing the prototype and packaging and all of that.
I think you mentioned that before.
And they sent us a packet of market research on our product, and that show said that in a year, we would do something crazy. Like, what was it? It was like 30 mil or something in sales or something stupid?
Put it this way. My life changed. My life changed.
That moment. Just reading that joint.
What? The conversation I'm having with my parents?
Bruh, nigga.
Like, bro, shit.
I was looking at properties in Miami.
Swear to God. I would go to Stefan's house. Like, this is when he lived in Woodbridge. And we would sit outside, maybe smoke a black, whatever, right? And we would just like go to fantasy world. Like, oh, by this time next year, we're going to be in Puerto Rico.
Hold on, what'd you say? Smoke a what?
You smoke a black, not me. I was smoking black. I might be smoking K2 back then. I don't know. That's what Spice
in my garage.
Spot, man,
his garage. Yeah, right.
But but continue, please, because
all these promises, nigga. I'm looking at Porsches, like same as Paul, my whole family. We think we about to get this money.
On.
And this nigga ghosted us, dog.
Wake up to an email. I still have the email, by the way. And it was just like, we can no longer represent you. And he just disappeared. But mind you, it took us, we spent $5,000 just to sign up. Or like, maybe like 35, like, you know, because which entailed, because it was in-house attorney. The whole 9 yards.
Right.
They
were
doing
everything.
Work
for you.
Hold on. For a fucking infomercial.
Oh, God.
We was in a magazine.
Yeah, we were in a magazine. Yeah,
which after I did my research, his office and the magazine joint was in the same building.
Never.
Oh,
so
my
I think
God.
That was like
that, a, nigga, that was their magazine.
Yeah.
That joint was not publicized at all. There was one
Southern Distinction. Southern Distinction.
Yeah.
I went to go try to find it on a new on a magazine stand. Nowhere to be found.
We had a dress up. We took the pictures at your
clubhouse.
At your clubhouse. Crazy. It was an exciting time, and we were gonna have, I forgot old girl name, white lady, but she
Catherine from the
Proactive commercials.
Julian Huff.
That's when she was doing the dancing joint too.
I don't know. She was like Ryan Seacrest's girl or something.
She
was supposed to be in the infomercial.
Bro, she is dance move.
It was crazy.
I was taking meeting calls at work. Like getting called while I'm at work, like we gotta have this meeting, whatever. And I'm like, bro, it's about to be on now. They asked you that question. How would you like your money?
How would you like to get paid?
Before taxes and after taxes. Niggas, I said, oh my God. We're supposed to have the man.
We looking at pictures of packaging and shit. Bro, you want the open jump with the clear jump.
Bro.
Yeah, give us that jump.
Like, bro.
Niggas was going crazy, bro. That nigga. Scum of the earth, man.
Scum of the earth.
Y'all out here like horrible bosses, too.
Joseph fucking Rhodes, man.
Yeah, horrible bosses.
Joseph Rhodes?
That's his name.
That's crazy. I saw that nigga on Shark Tank, what, 2017.
Crazy story, though.
With a weight, with an exercise.
Crazy story, though. That joke literally just came out.
Yeah.
Like 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Not the exact thing, but basically the exact same.
Is Joseph attached to it in any way?
I don't know. I should probably research
this. You should probably Google it.
Somebody owe us some money somewhere along the line.
I don't even, man. It was a lot emotionally. I haven't recovered.
I haven't either.
I've made dumb mistakes since then.
I haven't either, dog.
Every now and then. What if that went right?
Yeah, what's that movie, what if that panned out? With Ben Stiller and Jack Black. They was inventing shit. Nigga had to invent the spray.
Envy.
Envy, yeah.
Vaporize.
One
quick, what if? Probably just to, if I would have went to college right after high school, I think for me.
Word.
Yeah. I always think about that. Because I got into a fashion school and I just opted out because I wanted to be cool and stay around here.
It's like I got two.
Hang out at the weenie beanie.
I got two in the same
I don't know what
one,
it was,
though.
Man.
Oh, shit. Excuse me, yeah.
Yeah, y'all don't like shit.
Here comes the what if I would have went to the NFL.
You already know.
No. If I would have stayed at Herndon High School.
True.
But actually did the school, the state, been able to stay there and do what I was supposed to do.
Well, that's a different ballgame.
Yeah.
So that you need to include an additional what if I actually did my homework.
he skipped that part, right? He skipped that.
It's not about you just staying at school.
He said he had two, but the second one is two in one whole year.
I got you.
Definitely.
What if I had a tutor?
I had a tutor.
Oh God!
I had a tutor.
That's even worse.
I had a tutor in middle school, nigga.
Wait a minute.
Oh shit!
I was coming down Drew to get tutored.
Oh well.
And as Paul says, you were still in them classes.
I definitely was in regular classes, bro.
Regular classes don't have four people in them, bro.
You don't get 2 liter sodas for answering questions.
I don't remember that.
We're trying to be funny. In Abedin, remember
Frosted Animal Cookies,
Mr. Harold.
Mr. Herring.
Mr. Herring. Remember Francis Arius and him to go to that little class?
And go ahead.
No, I don't.
When did you come to Abedin?
I came to Abedin fifth grade.
That was the year.
I had Miss Whitten. I was in Miss Whitten.
I love Miss Whitten.
Oh, shout out to Miss Whitten. Yeah, Miss Whitten.
I had Miss Whitten and I had Miss Kincaid for social studies.
Miss Kincaid.
And
I used to come back with a bag full of animal cookies.
Yeah, this for answering. This for answering. Like, no, no Francis no, Arias.
Francis. Franny.
Like, 2 plus 2 equals 4. Here.
Just for you.
That was the bar right there.
But bro,
you used to be so mad. Wait, you ain't gotta do nothing and they giving out snacks over there?
Exactly.
You said animal crackers?
Bro.
Dog, the animal cookies, little animal crackers. Y'all was frosted, though.
Y'all classroom right across from us.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. And we was right by the library, right?
Yeah. Mr. Herring John was like down the hall a little bit.
who was the fat joint all the way at the end?
That was Mr. Utley. He took me Smith's
floor.
That jump was crazy, yo. That shit was back with outside 2 liter bottles of soda and shit.
It's crazy. I'd be so jealous.
So jealous. They used to be mad.
No, like, we had the best library and playground. Bro.
We did have a fire library.
Was dope,
too.
Dope. Hell yeah.
Fire library, fireplace. The playground was legend. I mean, yeah.
One more, man.
One more. All right. If you could live living a TV show. Like, it's your real life. Like, you jump in the TV show, and that's your life now. You know, it don't matter how many seasons you had, all that shit. That's your life.
Can it be a movie?
I mean, that's the question was a TV show, but sure. Let's go with TV show or movie.
I got two.
What would it be?
Not Game of Thrones.
I got two.
Jeez Louise.
I'm not fucking with that shit.
It's not paid in full.
I was probably, there's two for me. So we're going to go with a show. I'm going to say How to Make it in America. And then if I'm going to go with a movie, I'm going to go Goonies.
I got two TV shows. Three's Company or Cheers.
You a pervert for Three's Company, too. That's pervert. He's a pervert.
I mean, it's
why you want to live on Three's Company?
It's a nice setup. It's a nice setup. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's definitely a nice setup.
Leave it at that. Definitely. Nice setup.
That's a knock at my door.
Be waiting for you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, cheers. Oh, yeah, definitely. Shit. I'm at the bar every
You're
day.
At the bar,
cheers.
Cooling.
Getting slizzard.
A drunk pervert.
Drunk mailman.
Where would I go? You know what? I'm gonna go with a random kind of cliche. If I don't know, I'm gonna Saved by the Bell.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
Put me in Saved by the Bell. I'm gonna have a blast back in high school. You know what I mean? Although I don't want to be Zach Morris, because even though he's like the guy that probably you want to be. Has anybody ever seen the clips? Random, real quick. Zach Morris is trash. Something similar to that, basically.
Yeah. He is trash.
So they go through Saved by the Bell.
He's a horrible friend.
And like they'll take like one episode, right? Okay. And they'll clip it all together. And like there's somebody that does the voiceover and he's breaking down all the details. Like the real shit, though.
Yeah.
And he's like, so right here, Zach swindled Kelly into doing XYZ so that he can go be with another girl. Yeah. The whole time he's going out here cheating on her, got Kelly at the crib thinking he's doing math testing. They just pull out every single thing and show you how big of a jerk and asshole he really was on that show.
Yeah.
He was swindling and doing everything for him.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Like,
didn't he have something to do with Jesse's little drug addiction at some point? Yeah. Zach is. me and Rim talk about top 10 TV pieces of shit of all time a lot. Exactly. Zach is in there.
Zach is
number one is hands down. It's Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe.
Yeah.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Nigga stuck in the bed. Shit smell like ass. Everybody know I can move. Niggas ain't walk work for 35 years. Nigga came home with a golden ticket. Nigga gotta start dancing. Nigga stuck out. I'm all of a sudden, I can walk again. Oh, I look. Hey Charlie, I guess I can go with you. So whole time you could've been helping my mom with these dishes, my nigga. We split one chocolate bar on my birthday. I forgot about that. Y'all four niggas laying in the bed in the living room. Ain't showered in weeks.
Steph, what show you going to? Or movie?
That's a good question. I really don't have an answer for that. I like to say by the bell.
I'll let you be AC Slater. That's cool.
Who you going to be again?
I'm going to have to be Zach Morris. Even though I don't want to be him.
You could be Screech.
Nah, that's not acceptable.
Screech. He had a great career afterwards. Isn't he?
I mean, Slater had the best career.
Slater had by far the best career in my eyes.
That nigga is in the fucking chamber. He's
Mario Lopez killed him.
That nigga is not changing.
What's it called? Whatever his real name is. Zach Morris is still popping. I mean, he does like a couple shows.
He on Hallmark Channel and shit.
Yeah, but he been doing some shows for a long time. Mario Lopez is by far the most popular.
I can see a sports movie, something like Major League or something like that.
Kelly fell off. Jesse did okay. Well, she did Showgirls. After that, she was basically MIA. Lisa Turtle, I don't know what happened to her.
You should be on Rock, man.
Rock. I've been watching Rock clips for like the last week, Joe.
That's random.
Yeah, Rock.
It is.
When Clifton Powell pulled up, had to set him straight.
That's the one. Snatched that nigga up something serious too.
Yeah.
Damn it,
Eleanor.
All right. Do we want to do the album review or do we want to push it one more?
Yeah, we can push it one more. Let me give me a chance to get it before it drop. All right.
That's cool.
That's cool.
I mean, I've been listening to it since it dropped, so I'll have it. I'll be well versed in it.
Is it better than the first one?
In my opinion, I don't know. I will say this. I want to throw this out there. I just found out. Just listened to it today. On the way here, we was listening to the album. Kanye does this. Kanye puts out the album, and then he'll like make tweaks and changes, like live while it's out.
Yeah, you can do that. It's easy now.
This nigga changed the whole album. At least half of the album is completely different than the album I've been listening to for the past 3 weeks. Like, when we listen to certain songs that I love, sound like have a completely different beat on them.
Yeah.
So, I do need to go back and now listen to the other version, and at least I'll be able to comment on both. The original, I say all of that because the original version I was listening to quite possibly could be better.
Do you still have access to the original?
Yeah, I mean, I downloaded the original, so I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I downloaded it in Apple Music. I don't know if it's going to update and change on me, but that's why when I looked at Steph's channel, I was like, the order's different. He was like, it's not on shuffle. And I was like, I started looking through. And then as we were listening, songs definitely did, like, change beats up some. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're holding on.
That's how they do this shit too. Like if when they have Beyonce had an issue with the word spaz or some shit, spaz.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Change it, but Kanye would lay down reference tracks basically and release it on the Apple Music. Where he's just saying nothing, and then come back and add a whole verse.
Ain't doing but going back and edited the joint and just uploading.
He's done it before, but like I said, it threw me off this time because a lot of songs are completely different now. Yeah. So y'all get one more week. Free Slime, already know.
Superfly will be out August 24th. So by the time y'all hear this, you have 3 days, left remaining.
Absolutely, and a plug-in. Got my play coming up, Bully.
Bully November, right?
Yeah, November 2nd. Get y'all tickets. Follow me, P56 on any good day. On a good day, excuse me. Links in the bio. Please cop.
That's not his. He just fucks y'all up. He won't get no mentions.
None whatsoever.
If you follow me on my
Go to the AMSA man page, right? Yeah. Hit follow, and then he'll be mentioned up top.
My bad.
And you said your name, your Instagram name.
I was just trying to slice
It's cool. Go to AMSA man.
Yeah, go to AMSA man. You'll find him that way. Get some Bully tickets. You know what I'm saying? They got Checkmate opening up for Bully too. It's gonna be crazy. They paid him the $20,000. Well, they gave him the $10,000 reserve first, already. So we hoping that the other $10,000 come through when we get there.
Yeah, we got you.
And then, it's going to be live. I'm going to do a little opening comedy session as well. It's going to be crazy.
Yes.
I'm legendary in my comedy. If y'all ain't know.
I got the video of your comedy debut.
Yeah, I do too. Again, I said it was legendary. I didn't say it was amazing. I didn't say it was good. I said it was legendary.
That's hilarious.
People still talk about it to this day.
That's crazy.
Me and you.
Paul, close us out.
Yo, on that note, we love you guys. Appreciate you guys who tune in, man. It's been another wonderful episode of A Man Say Man. It's your boy P.
Nick G.
Rem the Model.
Steph Muse.
And we out.
Peace.
Gone.